Today we're going to pick up in Numbers chapter 35, Psalm 79 down. So let's get into the word today. Numbers chapter 35. Numbers 35. Now the Lord spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan opposite Jericho, saying, "Command the sons of Israel that they give to the Levites from the inheritance of their possession cities to live in, and you shall give to the Levites pasture lands around the cities, and the cities shall be theirs to live in, and their pasture lands shall be for the cattle and for their herds and for their beasts. The pasture lands of the cities which you shall give to the Levites shall extend from the wall of the city outward 1,000 cubits around, and you shall also measure outside of the city on the east side 2,000 cubits, and on the south side 2,000 cubits, and on the west side 2,000 cubits, and on the north side 2,000 cubits, with the city in the center. And this shall become theirs as pasture land for their city. The cities which you shall give to the Levites shall be the 6 cities of refuge, which you shall give for the manslayer to flee to. And in addition to them, you shall give 42 cities. All the cities which you shall give to the Levites shall be 48 cities, together with the pasture lands, as the cities which you shall give from the possession of the sons of Israel. You shall take more from the larger, and you shall take less from the smaller. Each shall give some of his cities to the Levites in proportion to his possession, which he inherits." Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the sons of Israel, and say to them, when you cross the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall select for yourselves cities to be your cities of refuge, that the manslayer who has killed any person unintentionally may flee there. The cities shall be to you as a refuge from the avenger, so the manslayer will not die until he stands before the congregation for trial. The cities which you are to give shall be your 6 cities of refuge. You shall give 3 cities across the Jordan and 3 cities in the land of Canaan. They are to be cities of refuge. These cities shall be for refuge for the sons of Israel and for the alien, for the sojourner among them, that anyone who kills a person unintentionally may flee there. But if he struck him down with an iron object so that he died, he is a murderer, and the murderer shall surely be put to death. If he struck him down with the stone in his hand, by which he will die, and as a result he died, or by which he died, and as a result he died, he is a murderer, and the murderer shall surely be put to death. Or if he struck him with a wooden object in his hand, by which he might die, and as a result he died, he is a murderer, the murderer shall surely be put to death. The blood avenger himself shall put the murderer to death. He shall put him to death when he meets him. If he pushed him of hatred, or threw something at him lying in wait, and as a result he died, or if he struck him down with his hand in enmity, and as a result he died, the one who struck him shall surely be put to death. He is a murderer. The blood avenger shall put the murderer to death when he meets him. But if he pushed him suddenly without enmity, or threw something at him without lying in wait, or with any deadly object of stone, and without seeing it dropped on him so that he died, while he was not his enemy, nor seeking his injury, then the congregation shall judge between the slayer and the blood avenger according to these ordinances. The congregation shall deliver the manslayer from the hand of the blood avenger, and the congregation shall restore him to his city of refuge to which he fled, and he shall live in it until the death of the high priest who was anointed with the holy oil. But if the manslayer at any time goes beyond the border of the city of refuge to which he may flee, and the blood avenger finds him outside the border of the city of refuge, and the blood avenger kills the manslayer, he will not be guilty of blood, because he should have remained in his city of refuge until the death of the high priest. But after the death of the high priest, the manslayer shall return to the land of his possession. These things shall be for a statutory ordinance to you throughout your generations in all your dwellings. If anyone kills a person, the murderer shall be put to death at the evidence of witnesses, but no person shall be put to death on the testimony of one witness. Moreover, you shall not take ransom for the life of a murderer who is guilty of death, but he shall surely be put to death. You shall not take ransom for him who has fled to the city of refuge, that he may return to live in the land before the death of the priest. And so you shall not pollute the land in which you are, for blood pollutes the land, and no expiation can be made for the land for the blood that is shed on it, except by the blood of him who shed it. You shall not defile the land in which you live, in the midst of which I dwell. For I, the Lord, am dwelling in the midst of the sons of Israel." That was Numbers 35. We only have one more chapter of that. We'll finish Numbers tomorrow. Let's move on over to our next reading today. Psalm 79. Psalm 79 today. Psalm 79. Psalm 79, a psalm of Asaph. O God, the nations have invaded your inheritance. They have defiled your holy temple. They have laid Jerusalem in ruins. They have given the dead bodies of your servants for food to the birds of the heavens, the flesh of your godly ones to the beasts of the earth. They have poured out their blood like water round about Jerusalem, and there was no one to bury them. We have become a reproach to our neighbors, scoffing and derision to those around us. How long, O Lord, will you be angry forever? Will your jealousy burn like fire? Pour out your wrath upon the nations which do not know you, and upon the nations which do not call upon your name, for they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his inhabitation. Do not remember the iniquity of our forefathers against us. Let your compassion come quickly to us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O Lord, our God, out of our salvation, for the glory of your name, and deliver us and forgive our sins for your name's sake. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" Let there be known among the nations in our sight vengeance for the blood of your servants which has been shed. Let the groaning of the prisoner come before you. According to the greatness of your power, preserve those who are doomed to die, and return to our neighbors sevenfold into their bosom the reproach with which they have reproached you, O Lord. And so we, your people, and the sheep of your pasture, will give thanks to you forever. To all generations we will tell of your praise. That was Psalm 79. Let's move on over to Isaiah chapter 27. Isaiah chapter 27. Isaiah chapter 27. Isaiah 27. In that day, the Lord will punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent, with the fierce and great and mighty sword. Even Leviathan, the twisted serpent, and he will kill the dragon who lives in the sea. In that day, a vineyard of wine, sing of it. I, the Lord, am its keeper. I water it every moment so that no one will damage it. I guard it night and day. I have no wrath. Should someone give me briars and thorns in battle, then I would step on them. I would burn them completely. Or let him rely on my protection. Let him make peace with me. Let him make peace with me. In the days to come, Jacob will take root. Israel will blossom and sprout, and they will fill the whole world with fruit. Like the striking of him who has struck them, has he struck them? Or like the slaughter of his slain, have they been slain? You contended with them by banishing them, by driving them away. With his fierce wind he has expelled them on the day of the east wind. And therefore, through this, Jacob's iniquity will be forgiven. And this will be the full price of the pardoning of his sin. When he makes all the altar stones like pulverized chalk stones, like when Asherim and incense altars will not stand. For the fortified city is isolated, a homestead forlorn and forsaken like the desert. There the calf will graze, and there it will lie down and feed on its branches. When its limbs are dry, they are broken off. Women come and make a fire with them, for they are not a people of discernment, and therefore their Maker will not have compassion on them, and their Creator will not be gracious to them. In that day the Lord will start his threshing from the flowing stream of the Euphrates to the brook of Egypt, and you will be gathered up one by one, O sons of Israel. It will come about also in that day that a great trumpet will be blown, and those who were perishing in the land of Assyria and who were scattered in the land of Egypt will come and worship the Lord in the holy mountain at Jerusalem. That was Isaiah chapter 27. Let's move on over to finish the book of 1 John. 1 John chapter 5, and in the next couple days we're going to be finishing several books of scripture, just quick one chapter books, 2 John, 3 John, Jude. I'm going to go through them quick, and then we're jumping into Revelation. But today, 1 John chapter 5, 1 John chapter 5. 1 John 5, whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and whoever loves the Father loves the child born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and observe his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is the one who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. not with the water only, but with the water and with the blood. It is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and the three are in agreement. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater, for the testimony of God is this, that he testified concerning his Son. The one who believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. The one who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has given him concerning his Son. And the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we have asked from him. If anyone sees his brother committing sin, a sin not leading to death, he shall ask, and God will give him life. To those who commit sin not leading to death, there is a sin leading to death, and I do not say that he should make requests for this. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not leading to death. We know that no one is born of God, that no one born of God sins. But he who is born of God keeps him, and the evil one does not touch him. We know that we are of God, and that the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true, and we who are in him who is true, in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, guard yourself from idols. Amen, amen, amen. That was the entire book. I'm just putting my bookmarker in here, and then I'll clap for you, as is my normal. That was another book of Scripture, 1 John chapter 5, another book down. And again, we are going to be reading through the New Testament twice this year. And so, we are going to be finishing up the New Testament on June 20th and then starting it over again. We're going to start in Matthew once again. And so we're also going to read through the book of Psalms twice this year, Old Testament once. And so in case you're wondering, oh, man, are we already done with the New Testament? Yes, we are. We're going to read through it twice. So it's an awesome thing. And but that said, move on to 2 John tomorrow. But if you haven't already done so, leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that down. If you're behind a couple days, make sure to go back and leave a comment or a reaction after you watch the video and read the scriptures, and I will make sure to get that. Got some good prizes for us coming up in July, and so you don't want to miss that. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for another day that you've given to us. It's a beautiful day, and Lord, I would just pray that we would use it for your glory's sake. Lord, use these words in your word, Lord, to just guide us and direct us in our path. Help us to love you and help us to honor you today, Lord, as the great and gracious and loving and kind and powerful sovereign God that you are. Lord, we love you, and I just commend my brothers and sisters to you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everybody.